on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. The Prime Minister has reaffirmed National Cabinet's goal of zero community transmission of COVID-19. National Cabinet today moved an affirmation of the suppression strategy, which does not aim to eliminate the virus, but rather overcome community transmission. The federal, state and territory governments have been criticised for not targeting elimination in a similar way to New Zealand, which has now eased nearly all coronavirus restrictions. Scott Morrison says it would be impossible to completely eliminate the virus from Australia while people are still arriving from overseas.
There will always be cases that come because Australia has not completely shut itself off from the world. To do so would be reckless. But that no community transmission, when the vast majority of states and territories have been at now effectively for some time, and that's certainly where we want to get back to in Victoria and New South Wales.
Victoria will dramatically expand its contact tracing procedures as the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread throughout the state. Premier Daniel Andrews says there will be 28 teams of Australian Defence Force personnel who will knock on the doors of people who have tested positive to COVID-19 and are unable to be contacted by telephone. It comes after 309 new cases were diagnosed in Victoria in the past 24 hours. Mr. Andrews says he hopes it will help to identify the sources of more cases and streamline contact tracing.
It's just a practical challenge in any list of people that you ring. There will always be some that you can't get through to. This is about going that extra step to make sure that we can not just call, but we can connect and have that meaningful interaction, get that interview done, and then begin the process of tracing contacts.
Meanwhile, there are growing concerns the COVID-19 death toll will rise rapidly due to an outbreak of cases in aged care homes in Victoria. Six new deaths were reported in the state today, all of which were connected to aged care homes. It takes the national toll to 139, with 22 deaths in the past 7 days. There are around 500 confirmed coronavirus cases in aged care homes in Victoria. The number of Indigenous people who've tested positive to COVID-19 in Victoria has increased fourfold in just one day. Figures from the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation show a jump to 37 from just 9 cases the day before. Aboriginal people across Victoria are being urged to wear a face mask, even though it's only mandatory in Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire. Indigenous people are encouraged to stay home if possible and get tested immediately if experiencing symptoms. Researchers have discovered a strong link between Australia's and Indonesia's ocean plastic problem. A study by the University of Western Australia, the Australian Institute of Marine Science and the Ocean Cleanup Foundation has found an urgent need for better recycling protocols between the two countries. Researcher Dr. Julia Reiser says the study concluded Indonesia is the main source of ocean plastic waste washing up on Australian shores, but she says the country is a major destination for Australian plastic exports.
What we sometimes forget is that the developed countries are part of the crisis too, because we have like Germany, Australia, UK, US, they export lots of plastic waste at the moment.
And in sport, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has confirmed a mini AFL hub will be created in Cairns. Two teams will be relocated to the North Queensland city with Kazali Stadium to host 3 matches. The two teams are yet to be named.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker. It's currently 18 degrees and we're looking for a mostly sunny afternoon with light winds tonight. We'll see an overnight temperature of 7 degrees. And it's going to be some rain coming our way across the weekend and into Monday. Saturday, the forecast is for a late shower, 7 to 17. Sunday, showers, 10 to 16. And Monday, showers again, 10 to 17, with up to 40 millimetres on Sunday and up to 20 millimetres expected on Monday. The sun will set tonight at 11 minutes past 5 and be back up again at 6 minutes to 7 in the morning. And the moon phase is a waxing crescent with first quarter on Monday.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Wentworth Hill, Cumberland Highway approaching Smith Street. A truck breakdown, 1-3, northbound lanes closed, lane 1. Please reduce your speed and exercise caution. Minto, Pembroke Road at Westmoreland Road. Traffic lights flashing yellow, all directions of traffic affected. Reduce your speed and exercise caution. It's 5 minutes past one. You're on a live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and I'm now flying solo. Mario's gone out, some work to do, but in with me in the studio, keeping us COVID safe, well, with the numbers that is, I have Fariz Zaki from ATP Accounting and Pina Brandy from Property Management. Pina, what your company again?
Ironfish.
Ironfish, that's right. Sorry about that.
No worries.
And so in the next hour, we're going to talk to you a lot about accounting. We'll keep it fun. And a lot about property investment. And again, we'll keep it fun and try not to keep it dry at all. And Fareed, well, before the break and before the news, we're talking about the news of the economy and up to $1 trillion debt over the next forward estimates, I believe, and $180 billion in this financial year. And what does that mean for mum and dad, or for me, or for the hypothetical startup guy we're talking about before who wants to invest in property? What does it really mean for them?
I think what it means, it's basically that the job keeper and the job seeker has been extended past the deadline, which was meant to be the 27th of September. It's going to be phased over basically two quarters. So the first one will be from the 28th of September all the way up to the 3rd of January, and then from the 4th of January onwards. And people will have access if they need to reassess their businesses to see if they do qualify for the JobKeeper. The main difference is with the new extensions of the JobKeeper is basically it's going to be differentiating between those who are doing 20 hours and more and those who are doing 20 hours and less. They will get different types of payments.
So I've heard across time, listening to people out there in the community, and especially people who run restaurants or cafes, with our first lockdown, they were really in the gap because a lot of their workers were itinerant, so they couldn't get JobKeeper and they weren't bringing in income, so they couldn't actually pay anything to get JobKeeper even for themselves. Is it going to be different this time, especially if we go into another lockdown? And are there lessons being learnt from where Melbourne is currently?
So far, no. Casual people will still not be qualifying to get the JobKeeper, unfortunately. But the good thing that it actually changed is in the past, those who were earning less, they were able to access the full $1,500 while they were actually not earning that prior to the COVID. But now with people earning up to 20 hours, working 20 hours or more, they're getting a different rate than those who are doing 20 hours or less.
So do you think this will make people try and work more if they can, if there's the opportunity? What are your thoughts here?
Look, I don't look at it as the fact that it's pushing people to work more, but I think for me, it looks like it's a phasing out. It's basically rather than cut it on the 27th of September and everybody is on the, you know, not having access to money, they're actually weaning people out by actually giving them access to some funding to help them along. So as the economy recover, because we know the economy is not going to recover very quickly. So in a way, this works out to be like a little bit of assistance while the economy is recovering over time.
Well, that's great for small businesses. I still want to know what extra is there for those who are in that gap area where JobKeeper doesn't really help out their small business. What else is there available locally in New South Wales?
So basically there's two things. Well, firstly is those who do not qualify for the JobKeeper, they have access to JobSeeker. So it's the normal Centrelink money plus the extra that they have given with the JobSeeker. And on a business level is if a person has actually dropped 30% or more in their turnover, they can access the New South Wales funding of up to $3,000 to help them with setting up their businesses to be COVID safe and have a COVID plan to reopen their businesses and do safe distancing and all the new requirements.
So Pina, what are your thoughts about this and how have you seen COVID impact on people you're helping in the property market?
I guess I was a little bit lucky My current clients haven't been affected, but at the beginning, in March, I was helping some people acquire property in Sydney, but they were like for them to live in, and those people actually ended up giving up on buying their home and waiting because they lost their job, because they were working for Qantas or Virgin. Mm. And so they were really impacted by that. And I was the first one to say, if that's the only money you're going to have to live in, what's the point of you living in your own home, but you don't have any other income coming? Just use that, wait a little bit, and because you have to be mindful of people as well. It's not only about, yes, it's a long-term plan, but we have to be careful every step of the way of how you're going to do that. But what I found is that you have those people that follow the bad news and bad news sell. And a lot of people didn't take any action during April and May because they were waiting for the properties to drop by 40% and 60%.
That never happened, did it?
Actually.
What has been the drop?
It hasn't. Look at CoreLogic numbers, property went up by 0.2% or something, but still went up.
Statistically even, so we'll call it even.
Yeah, and what happened now is that there's this big rush of people that think they're missing out. Then we have the FOMO, you know that. And so I guess goes all back to the fundamentals. Why are you doing this? What is that you're trying to achieve? And work around your current situation and not the environment, because you can only control yourself. You can't control COVID, you can't control the economy.
Farid, back to the idea of small business and how they're achieving, how they're fighting through COVID, if that's a word I may use. Do you have any kind of examples, abstracted of course, but our listeners, they always like to hear something that others may be achieving from things like an accountant might help or things like that. What are you, something you can share to our listeners this afternoon?
Look, I think the best thing I can share is we need to think differently, Darren. You can't work the same way you have done in your business for the last 15, 20 years. You've got to think, what is actually going to be the change that I can do in my business today going forward? Because a lot of people are hoping that things will go back to where they were prior to COVID. Yes, things might go back, but it's never going to be the same. And that's what we call the new norm. You need to think about what will the new norm look like. So I'll give you an example. So for example, you're in a restaurant business and you think, well, I don't have enough space to social distance people. What about putting a little bit of, you know, barriers between tables so people can actually sit, still have the same number of people, but then at the end of the day, you actually have a little bit of protection between one table and the other.
Well, on Business Insights with Mario, and we're missing him already, his sexy voice, but he's channeling me to ask a question like this. We like you to eat your own food and your own Vegemite, maybe Nutella or whatever it be, but as far as your small business, what are you doing differently?
I think the best thing is actually reaching out to clients, making sure that everyone is going okay, not only financially, but also emotionally, Darren, because I think a lot of people at the moment are actually hearing a lot of negative news around them, and then they are basically, concaving in, and they're thinking, well, you know, the world is a disaster at the moment, I'm just going to do nothing about it. But reaching out, explaining to them what is available, what help they can reach out, whether it be from government, ATO, I think that's another issue where a lot of people can do their lodgements because we've got the cash flow boost. If you lodge your June BAS, you lodge your September BAS, the government is still accessing the cash flow boost number two. So about reaching out and finding out how we can help.
And you can listen to Business Insights with Mario for the best tips from Accountant Farid and from Pina on Property. And we're going to take a short break so you can have a sip of water and listen to some great music, and we'll be back and exploring more on what insights we can give you this afternoon on Finance Friday.
Alive 90.5.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, so I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You helped me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You helped me down, but I got up, get ready cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, a fire, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I earned my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. You helped me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You helped me down, but I got up, get ready cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger.
Nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On lynnsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills, sponsor Keith Till's I Get Around show every Thursday at noon.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
My name is Bernie. and I'm a prostate cancer specialist nurse, and I need your help, please. My patients are struggling with a double threat from prostate cancer and from COVID-19. They're sick, distressed and isolated. In Australia, we lose 3,500 men to prostate cancer every year. My own dad had prostate cancer and I lost him last year. I don't want us to lose anyone else. With just a few dollars, you can help.
Will you become a Blue Hero and support nurses on the front line? Go to blueheroes.com.au now.
It's 20 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And we're missing Mario at the moment and his sexy voice, so you're with me. But we have two great guests in the studio, Fareed Zaki from ATP Accounting and Pina Brandy from Ironfish Property Investment. And we're just talking in the break about meetings and how you have found it, Pina, that it's been much better that people can accept a remote meeting rather than you having to turn up on their doorstep. Do you think that will stay?
I hope so. I hope that people start valuing more their time as well and using technology in their favor. Going back to what Fareed was saying, that we need to change and we are going to go back to a different world. I guess now more than ever, we have to embrace technology and use it at its full potential. And I really hope it stays. Really, really hope. But again, I'm Italian. I love hugging and kissing and seeing people in person as well, so I'm guilty.
So you must be missing out on the hugging and kissing.
Oh, so much. I have no idea how much I miss really touching people, but it's for a bigger good.
Well, you're sharing your smile today, which is lovely, and our listeners can hear it, no doubt. Fareed, I'm talking about things like offices and working remotely. Has it changed the way you've worked as well? I know you have a lovely office here locally in Norwest, and it's great that you can be right here on the doorstep of many small businesses in the hills. But will you change?
Look, I think we've already changing. A lot of clients are actually asking to do stuff via Zoom, Google Meetups, and Microsoft Meetups. So it's basically we give the clients the option. We're sort of doing everything COVID safe in the office. So if people do want to still continue to come and visit the office, they're welcome. And we have procedures and policies about how that is done. But if not, and they're happy to do it online, we can help them there as well. And I think, like Pina said, it saves a lot of time from their end where they have to drive, worry about parking, thinking about where they going to be, and you know, and sometimes it's not really the place you're going to visit, it's the journey to get there that you could pick up something, you know, on the lift or, you know, on a building or whatever. So a lot of people are actually opting to actually have that offline.
Well, it's Friday the 24th of July and we're calling it Finance Friday here on Business Insights with Murray and Darren, but that's 24 days when people could have done their tax returns already. What are your thoughts about tax time this year? What are the opportunities and how quickly do people need to take advantage of those opportunities?
So from two aspects, firstly, you've got the employee section. So a lot of the employees now are on STP. So basically they're receiving their, there's no group certificates anymore.
STP, actually, what's STP?
Single touch payroll, where basically the employer is not giving out a group certificates or what used to be called the PAYG payment summary anymore. It's actually been loaded onto my Gov account for the person's...
So that makes it easier for everyone.
Much easier and much quicker.
That's good. I thought it was something more we had to learn.
No. It's not
something you have to learn, but not ask good.
That's right. A lot of businesses have to pass on that information onto their employees and have
So it's a business, something that they've got to do. No doubt they've all done it, so it becomes much simpler. Does that mean we can do our tax returns quicker as, say, an employee, but also a small business, which is a real target listener market here at the moment? How's it different for them?
Look, I think this year it's a bit of a teasing problem because it's a new system for employers of 19 employees and less. It's taking a little bit of time, but to come through the systems, it's usually by the middle of July for employers that have more than 19 employees, and at the end of July for employers who have 19 employees and less. The information is available through MyGov if a person is doing their tax return by themselves, or it can be accessed through their tax agent and the tax agent portal.
Yeah, so I think midnight on the 1st of July, I got my MyGov alert, something's in your MyGov inbox, and I thought, what have I done wrong? And my wife went to her, she says, oh, it's probably just your pay slip or whatever, your what do you call
payment
it?
Payment summary.
Payment summary, there we go. And I go, oh, okay, that's good. That means we can do our tax now. Now, I know Mario wants to buy his Porsche. I mean, we talked about this last time. But
that's,
I think,
right.
Is there an update on how Mario can buy his Porsche if he wants to?
He can still buy the Porsche, but he has to pay less than $58,000 for it.
So likely a 10-year-old secondhand, maybe. But what is that for companies that we're talking about?
So basically, we had the $150,000 where they basically can buy assets in a business. If you buy any assets of $150,000 or less, you can claim that outright without having to depreciate it, except if they are cars. With cars, there's different rules, so you've got to look at with the depreciation limit, which is around $58,000. So, yeah, if you can get a Porsche for $58,000 or under.
Well, I'm thinking also we have a property expert in the studio this afternoon. Can a business buy property for the business with this amount, or can it... Just putting it out there, it is $150,000, and that could go towards a new office for a business. Is that possible?
I guess Farid has to answer that one.
Oh, we're going to talk about the accounting first. It's always the accounting.
Maybe you can buy a room in an office. I don't think you can buy an office for $150,000. Maybe it's a shed or something to put in the backyard.
So that $150,000's got to be for an outright asset.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
okay,
so
okay, got it. Yeah, so property's out of the question then.
Yeah, that's right. Or at least
I was trying to be creative, but accountants. Oh my goodness.
Well, you can have fixtures and fittings in your office or your business.
Ooh,
if it costs $150 or less.
So and if you I want can a have pool table for the social room to keep my employees happy when they come back from COVID, or a COVID safe, two people playing pool in one room probably can do it. I could do it?
No, probably. There's a bit of fringe benefit there because you could be technically using it for private purposes, but as long as it's in the office, it's not sitting at your home.
Fringe benefits. Maybe have to have you back again later in the year to talk all about fringe benefits, because that's always confused me, especially working for a not-for-profit. I didn't know where I was.
Yes.
And I just kept saying, tell me the rules and I'll follow them. But, you know, back to tax time. So with tax time, a small business, regularly they'll know well about. But you were mentioning something about GST and BAS as well?
Yeah, that's right. So basically, with Cash Flow Boost, there is Cash Flow Boost 2, which basically, once you lodge your June BAS and your September BAS, you get Cash Flow Boost 2, which is a credit against your POIG that you are paying for your employees. So make sure you lodge your June BAS and your September BAS on time.
So I just got a bit lost there. What is the boost? Is that money in my pocket? Or?
So it's basically a credit that the government gives against the withholding tax for employees. So if you have a business that are employing staff and they are withholding POIG tax, and when they lodge their business activity statement, the government gives them a credit against that POIG. It's a minimum of 10,000 twice. So the next lot will be 5,000 in June and 5,000 in the September quarter if they lodge quarterly. They lodge monthly is a little bit different, but it could be up to a maximum of 50,000.
So that's a credit against what they need to pay in the future, or is it a cash flow?
Now, against what they need to pay now in their April, May and June BAS.
Okay.
So it basically, they withhold the POIG tax credit from the employees. Instead of them having to pay, the government is actually giving them a credit against that money.
Oh, wow.
It starts with basically 5,000 this quarter and 5,000 next quarter minimum, or it's also 25,000 this quarter and 25,000 next quarter.
So
depends
if
on what's
a business gets their business activity statement in
on time.
On time.
Yep.
They've got this.
Well, they have
boost.
To do it, I guess.
Well,
it's not only
it.
On time.
Yeah,
but,
exactly,
but the sooner
exactly.
it is, the better,
but,
right?
But it's a little carrot to actually do it. But moreover, if they're looking for a cash boost, they should do it today.
That's right. Well, the sooner you do it, the sooner you'll get your cash flow boost.
And Pina,
you've got the JobKeeper as well. So,
Pina, just before we go to a break, I'm just thinking, at tax time, does that change your business? Do you kind of schedule different activity at this time of the year with the property business?
Not really. What I find is that a lot of people, after they see Farid, they come to me because they say, oh, my accountant told me that I should be probably doing some investment.
So tax time gives you some clients to
correct
to
yeah
talk to.
it's usually the time, because as Fred touched base before, like, there are some things that you can actually take advantage of when you invest in property, and that's like negative gearing and depreciation and all these things, and those are things that I can assist people with as well with property. Yeah, so I guess tax time, it's always exciting
time, and there's that smile on the face. Tax time is exciting. Maybe I can only say that when I've got an accountant and a property investor in the same room, because I never found tax time exciting. Anyhow, you're on a live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. Mario and Darren, as you heard earlier, the two of us, it's great doing the show. And he stepped out and we're missing him already. That lovely,
Mario.
Sexy voice and the lovely
and
banter.
And his blue eyes.
And his blue eyes. There we go, Mario, if you're listening, we love your blue eyes.
Alive 90.5.
Brother Bellis in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster, reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Bella speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. It's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy.
Every time I look around. Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Says the elephants left town. People jump and jive, and the clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for, and why. Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says, right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby.
It's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy.
Every time I look around. Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around. My face.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Royal Shores, developed by Pace, is a new waterfront community in Parramatta. Set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour, Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
This is your sound.
Your community.
Alive 90.5.
Minutes to 2. Time's flying by. Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And we have a Finance Friday with Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting and Pina Brandy from Ironfish Property Investment. And we have been talking a lot today about finance. And just as a summary, Farid, can you summarise the great tips that you've shared so far in things that people should do today in their small business and talk to their accountant?
Okay, so I guess if they are employees, make sure you keep your hours so you can claim the working from home allowances that you can claim in your tax return. If you're a business, make sure you lodge your business activity statement so you can get your cash flow boost number 2. Mm-hmm. Make sure your accounts are up to date. So if you are eligible in September, you can then apply for JobKeeper 2.0 and going forward as well in January, the next round. If you want to buy any assets, $150,000 or less, make sure you also get access to that before the 31st of December because you don't have to depreciate it. You can claim that outright.
Wow. That's a lot of work that people should be doing on this Finance Friday to get their cash flow.
Not if they come to an accountant. We'll do all the work for them.
There we go. And then, so we heard earlier that Pina finds that a lot of her business comes at this time of year when an accountant may be giving some advice about negative gearing, positive gearing, superannuation, all sorts of gearing, all sorts. I always get lost, but apparently it's really good for property. Is that right, Pina?
Yeah, that's correct. Especially what I specialize on, it's properties that don't cost you anything. So what I mean with don't cost you anything, of course, you have the initial...
I was thinking some of the $2,000 couldn't do anything.
But now you're saying
properties that don't cost anything.
So don't cost you anything to hold. So you always need either 10%, 20%, depends the strategy we're going towards that property, plus purchasing costs and stamp duty. But after that, the whole point is that that's your only input into that property. You don't want to put any more money in that. Then you want to let the tenant pay down that mortgage and the tax contributed on that. So your only contribution would be the initial one, and the property takes care of itself. And there's something that I think Farid didn't touch base on, but it's what I called a positively geared property on day one, but it's negatively geared on tax purposes.
Now I'm lost. Leave me and the listeners. I'm quite sure if I'm lost, there's a listener lost out there. Lead us through that.
Yeah, so basically that happens when you buy brand new property. If you buy a brand new property, you get something that's called depreciation. Now, Farid will explain the two parts of depreciation. But if you buy brand new, you get the full amount of depreciation. Now, if the property I found for you makes the rent covers for all the property holding costs, and the depreciation gives you a big chunk of
deduction
or tax loss, whatever, then that property basically it's either neutral or positively geared on paper, but it's negatively geared on paper. And I'll let Farid explain more on that.
So yeah, basically, just run me through. I'm about 50% in understanding this. It seems really good. So if you can enlighten myself. Listeners, sure. And I know Mario's listening, so he'll want to know as well.
We miss you, Mario. So, yeah, so basically what Pina is talking about is basically you have two sides. Firstly is the cash flow. So you got the rent minus the actual expenses that you got to pay for. So what Pina is saying there, that she can buy help you buy a property that covers itself. So the rent covers all the expenses, especially with the low amount of interest rate these days. It doesn't take very long to cover that. But then from an accounting point of view, we add another expense, which what we call depreciation, which is basically the fixtures and the fittings in the property plus the actual building cost. You can claim that as an expense. You physically are paying for it as part of the price of the property, but you're not paying as you go every week, every month for it, but it's an allowable deduction that allows us to create an expense, which basically makes the property a negative gearing, means that it's in a loss, but it is cash flow positive. So therefore, you're not paying anything out of your pocket, but for a tax point of view, because of depreciation, it actually creates a loss. That loss goes to reduce your income, whether it be from salary and wages or from your business, and you get a reduction in your tax, which you can then use
To pay down that property. If you have your own mortgage, then use that property to help you pay down your mortgage quicker. That's right.
And so, another thing that Pina mentioned is with the deposit that you have, sometimes you do not even have to have that deposit cash down. You can use equity if you have equity in your own house to buy that second property.
Correct. And the interest is deductible then.
Yes, that's right. So if you're using the equity.
See how we have to work together?
I can see it. And yes, the energy in the studio, the eyes, Farid and Pina just thinking, yes, this all just works. And
Money.
I think I'm getting it now. I think I'm really getting it. So you are explaining it very well. And you're on Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And we're missing Mario's blue eye and sexy voice. And we're just going to take a short break and be back shortly.
Alive 90.5.
Why not believe that you don't have a bad bone in your body? But the bruises on your ego make you go wow, 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 yeah. Wanna believe that even when you're stone cold, you're sorry. Tell me why you gotta be so out of your mind, yeah. I know you're choking on your fears. You, I'm right here. I will stay by your side every night. I don't know why you hurt from the one that closed your eyes to the one messed up and lied to the one that you love. When you know you can cry to the one, always confide in the one you can be kind to the one that you love. I know you need. The upper hand, even when we aren't fighting. Cause in the past, you had to prepare every time. I'm, yeah. Don't wanna leave. But if you're gonna fight, then do it for me. I know you built a love for broken love, so just try. I know you're choking on your fears. Already told you I'm right here. I'm not afraid to die.
over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 0414 568 976 or email farid@atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1800 009 292.
Station sponsor.
This is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
It's 40 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. We're missing Mario, his blue eyes, his lovely smile and his sexy voice. But I was just talking to our guest in the break then and we'll talk about names. And Farid Zeki, you're sharing what your name means. Do you want to share it with our listeners?
Yeah, definitely. So Farid in Arabic means unique and Zeki in Arabic means intelligent. So
I was thinking that it's the most unique, intelligent accountant in the Hills area, a great sponsor of the station, ATP. And we do thank you for your sponsorship. And Pina, Italian, no doubt?
Yes, it's actually Giuseppina.
Ooh.
It's the full name is Giuseppina, so it's lovely. Josephine, yeah. So, and it's a biblical name. It's like the female version of Joseph. So yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Any idea what it means? I'm not up in my names really, but it's a lovely name.
Thank you.
It's a lovely name, matching your lovely smile. And if people want to come and find you to talk about property investment, and we know that some just come from all the accountants who just kind of funnel them your way this time of year, but if they're reaching out for some property advice with Ironfish, how can they get in contact with you?
Oh, they can definitely reach out on my Facebook page, or I have a YouTube channel as well, so LinkedIn. I'm very social.
Okay. Of course, if you know Farid, you must be social yourself.
Definitely reach out, especially my Facebook page or even pinabrandy.com. And yeah, you just can go there and just chat with me. I have my phone number available everywhere, 0425-395-795. So just shoot me a call and I'll be happy to help.
PinaBrandy.com or find her on Facebook. And no doubt you'll see Farid smiling in the background. And Farid, how can people reach out to you?
So definitely they can connect through my number, 0414-568-976, or on atpaccounting.com.au or in social media, Instagram, Facebook. And don't forget to mention this beautiful radio station and this beautiful program. And Mario, we're missing you. Mario and Darren, that's the secret word.
Yes, indeed. And thank you for your sponsorship on the station. And we do have your ad now going live into our rotation.
Yes.
Along with our other generous sponsors. And just so people do know that Alive doesn't run on the smell of an oily rag, we do need our sponsorship and to keep alive, and most importantly in COVID time, the sponsors that have stayed with us, we really appreciate them, and like yourself, Farid. Thank you very much for that. We've come to the end of our time this afternoon on Business Insights with Mario. Thank you, Farid, for joining us,
atpaccounting.com,
and Pina, thank you for joining us, Ironfish, and pinabrandy.com. You've been listening to Business Insights with Mario, or without Mario, but he'll be back next week. And Friday, and Wednesdays. So Wednesday, 10 a.m. to midday, and Friday, midday to 2 p.m. Business Insights with Mario on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02882 9837. insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Looking for your local sport fix? Don't miss Sunday Sports Roundup every Sunday from 2 till 5 on Alive 90.5, the only place to hear every Wentworthville Magpies home game live. For football fans, Tony Salerno and the call team bring you Blacktown City, New South Wales Premier League games plus other local derbies. When the team isn't at the ground, they're interviewing Aussie sporting legends and updating live scores as they happen. Whatever your game, tune in to Sunday Sports Roundup every Sunday from 2. We've got every sports lover covered.
The day you stop smoking, your body starts to repair itself. In 8 hours, excess carbon monoxide is out of your bloodstream. In 5 days, most nicotine has left your body. In 3 months, your lung function has increased 30%. In a year, your risk of a heart attack has halved, and your risk of lung cancer is falling too. Every cigarette you don't smoke is doing you good. Stop smoking today. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Spoken by R. Day Unamuno.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
Alive 90.5.
Come anytime you call. I'll catch you when you fall. I'll be guiding.
now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.